following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
So have you ever been in a conversation with someone, and at the most important part of the conversation, all of a sudden there is an interruption, and the message that was supposed to be given in some ways gets hindered from being received, right? Maybe you are on the phone and all of a sudden, before you get to that important part, the call drops. Or maybe you're at a restaurant and you're speaking and talking over a meal, and all of a sudden the waiter or waitress comes and interrupts that time frame, right? I think we all have. But I wanted to bring that up for the purpose of saying, I think there's times where in our walk with the Lord, or even specifically when we are entering into His Word, be it hearing it, you know, through sermons or reading it for ourselves, there can be times where there are hindrances from us receiving what we are meant to through His Word, right? And before we go any further, it should be noted that, you know, when it comes to hindrances, the biggest hindrance that has ever kept us from being able to be close to God was our sin. And Jesus, on His work on the cross, came to die to take away that hindrance of sin that kept us separated from God, right? That rather His work made it possible that we can be reconciled, forgiven of our sin, and again, brought near to God. And that's an amazing gift. But on our side, even after coming to Christ, I think there's moments where there's certain things that can keep us from receiving, you know, through God's word, what we're, the message that we're meant to, or the messages that we're meant to. And so where I'm getting this from is a couple of weeks ago, I got a chance to read or teach through Acts chapter 28 as we closed out the book of Acts at our young adult study that I pastor over. And in that passage, it is basically as Paul arrives in Rome, awaiting sentence from the Caesar, first thing he does is he goes to the Jewish leaders of that area, and you know, he wants to share the message of Jesus with them. But he recognizes that as he goes in there, that there might have been messages from other Jewish religious leaders who had something against Paul, and they might have written to these Jewish leaders here in Rome, and that could have worked in a way that would have kept them from receiving or hearing from the things that Paul wanted to share with them, right? And so he knew that there could be these external hindrances that could keep them from hearing or receiving the message he was sharing. And I think even when it comes to us being believers, there's still things that can be external hindrances from us receiving or hearing the word of God as we should, right? Now, this is just an application, but again, I think there's moments where, you know, I find myself reading the Bible app on my phone, and all of a sudden as I'm reading, thinking through the text, and all of a sudden you have 15 notifications pop up that, you know, this person needs this thing, you need to get back to this. And my mind, which was focused on God's word, all of a sudden gets taken to those things that I have to do, right? I'm sure maybe you guys have experienced that as well. Or maybe you're a person that doesn't read on the app. Maybe you read a paper Bible. And even as you're reading your paper Bible, you know, someone knocks on the door, there's this, or something pops up, right? I think we all have moments like that. And those would be examples that I think of external hindrances that can happen and kind of get in the way from us receiving or meditating on God's word in the way that we should. But it's not just external things that can do that. But sometimes there's internal things that can work as hindrances from us receiving God's word. Well, in a moment, I'll share more what I mean by that. But in the case of the book of Acts in Acts 28, the Jewish leaders who Paul was speaking to, it tells us that Paul actually went from dawn to dusk, explaining to them throughout the scriptures how Jesus was the Messiah. But it says at the end of that, that some believed and some didn't. Now, what do you think it was for the people that did not believe after hearing, you know, hearing over and over just about how Jesus is the Messiah, seeing through the scriptures how this is proven? Well, again, it was not something external, but it was actually something internal. And again, I think there are time frames where there's internal things that can keep us from receiving God's word as we should. Examples of that would be things like pride or self-righteousness, right? Pride keeps you from realizing your own need for Jesus, your own need for transformation. Self-righteousness keeps us looking at others and how they need to change and the things that they need to do, but without looking at ourselves. Other things, doubt that God will actually speak to you or show himself to you as you're reading his word, right? It's important for us to go into God's word, not just for information, but for intimacy and for God to transform us or for transformation. And so it's important for us to know that, you know, God wants to speak to us. He's revealed himself through his word. Jesus said to the Pharisees, he said, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think that they have life, but you miss out on the point to me." So as believers, it's important for us to recognize that, you know, God has given us his word to ultimately bring us into intimate fellowship and relationship with him. So our lives, so we might know him and glorify him with our lives. And so again, today, that was just something quick, but you know, you guys might be wondering, okay, well, what can I do with these internal hindrances, or what can I do with these external hindrances? When it comes to the external things, I would say, encourage you to, you know, find ways that you can get away from, you know, just the external hindrances. Maybe it means finding a room, finding a quiet place, right? Maybe it means turning off your phone. Maybe it means turning off the notifications on your phone. When it comes to the internal things, I would say, and I think about what scripture tells us, but in 1 Peter, we're told to cast our cares upon God because he cares for us. You know, and the amazing part is that, you know, God knows our human condition. He knows our frailty, and he is so gracious when we humble ourselves before him. So a lot of times for me, when those internal things are keeping me from focusing on the word the way that I should, or receiving it the way that I should, and I bring those things before the Lord, and I bring it and I ask him for him to help me and to meet me in this and to change me and to reshape me. And so, again, I encourage you guys to remove those areas, those hindrances as much as you can. And again, recognize the way that the Lord's removed that hindrance that kept us from God. And instead, let that be something that propels you forward to want to meet with him. All right. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.